This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
A lot of people are texting in their greatest one-hit wonders, and I'm not talking about like Everclear or anything like that. I'm talking about in the NFL, your one-hit wonders, 877-881-1053. The AutoFlex Leasing Fantex would love for you to go ahead and send that in. By the way, we do have a couple of fellas in studio. We got Austin and David in studio with us today, Kevin. You just email Kevin, kevin.hagelin@intercom.com, and he will set this up. Kevin's good at organizing things, so that's why I put him in charge of it. Because as Shippy said, he's not a good planner. Kevin's a great organizer. Mm-hmm. So I want everybody to be organized.
With our powers combined.
Yeah. By the way, Roy White is going to be giving away Cowboys Thanksgiving Day tickets this afternoon from 4 to 6 at Tom Thumb, 101 Trophy Lake Drive and Trophy Club. Hope to see you guys there, man, because Roy White's going to be out there. He's a good dude, man, and he's giving away tickets, so go get your tickets.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, Roy. Anytime, man. All right, Kevin, you want to dive in on this list with me here?
Let's go.
All right, who is your Cowboys all-time one-hit wonder? A guy that just, like, had a great season or a great night, and that's about
Ezekiel
it.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Not Ezekiel Elliott.
Quincy Carter.
Really? Because he had...
playoff season, and then he turned to drugs and stuff, and it
really
kind of fell apart.
877-881-1053, your all-time one-hit wonder. And Kevin, I saw LaRon Robinson is on there.
Oh, LaRon Robinson is a really good one.
Remember whenever we were interviewing him, and I got to thank him for helping out my fantasy football team, and he was like, you should start me next week, too.
Oh.
It was pretty awesome.
But then he was like, but not next year, because I'll be washed after this.
He kind of went missing after that. Was it Preston? Who was the wide receiver? He had one good game.
Preston Smith?
Peerless Price.
Peerless Price was good for a little bit.
For the Cowboys?
Just not here.
No, he had the one good game for the Cowboys, and then it just never did anything else, and they moved on from it. I was like, what happened? On this ESPN.com story, Kevin, they have Clint Longley. The one in a must-win game
just
against the Redskins.
From the 9-0-3.
On Thanksgiving, the Cowboys were down 16-3. Staubach was knocked out with an injury. It must have been really serious, Kevin. Longley was a rookie and he had not thrown a pass in a game. He went 11-20 for 203 yards, two touchdowns, and a 50-yard bomb to Drew Pearson with 28 seconds to go. 24-23 win.
Wow.
And then I think he punched Roger Staubach with a gutless punch.
What?
Yeah. 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 Did you ever know that?
He threw
24 passes and 5 more appearances for the Cowboys. He was traded to San Diego after he sucker punched Staubach in the locker room. Dude, this story is crazy. Why would you do that? Roger is the nicest dude. I've spent plenty of time around him.
He can beat you down if you run afoul of him.
They named it San Diego.
The good news, though, Kevin, is the Cowboys used parts of that trade to get the number 2 pick in 1977. Do you know who they picked with the number 2 pick in 1977?
I'm going to go with Randy White.
Tony Dorsett.
Oh!
Which one was better, Randy White or Tony Dorsett?
Randy White.
Oh, my! You're kidding me. Yeah, he was really good, actually. the New York Giants, they have...
How are you going to back down that quickly? You're kidding. Okay,
you know,
that's probably good.
Because I've met Randy White, and I've met Tony Dorsett. I fear Randy White at this age more, still, to this day.
Randy White could beat my ass right now.
He could squeeze me, and I would just fall apart. That dude wears a black T-shirt and pretty much all the time, unless it's summer, then it's a black tank top. And he just walks around all huge. That's what Randy White is. So
Tony Dorsett, 4-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro, first team once, second team twice. Randy White, he was first team All-Pro 9 straight years. Wow!
Jeez, man. Lack of talent at the position back in the day.
Oh, my God. Did you just say that? He's going to come up to the station and country beat you down.
His name's the Manster, Kevin, for a reason. The New York Giants, their greatest one-hit wonder.
Jeff Hostetler.
David Tyree.
Oh, that's a great one. Best catch ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of great catches.
If you factor in the importance of the moment, I think you can make an argument that that's the best catch ever. Well, maybe.
And Rodney Harrison was all over him.
Maybe the catch is on the list as well, but that's in the mix. When you factor in the circumstances, that's a part of it.
For the Eagles, their greatest one-hit wonder, A.J. Feely. He had a 4-1 stretch as a starter in 2002. That's about it. That's all you can say about A.J. Feely. He started 8 games during his lone season in Miami, where he threw 11 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. So there you go. That's him.
From the 469, we need to get Drew Pearson on immediately. The story Drew Pearson tells is that Roger had Drew follow him out to his car or follow him to watch for the coaches, and then Roger beat the crap out of Clint Longley by his car. I almost said Luke Longley. That would be weird.
Luke Longley, the former Chicago Bulls center.
Yeah.
Yeah, Longley punches Staubach because he wanted to be traded because he knew he would never start.
Yeah.
He was like, man, there's fascinating retellings of that story all the time. I see it on NFL Network. It's pretty fun. I don't know Timmy Smith from 1988, the Washington Redskins, but okay. That's their guy. From the Chicago Bears, Rashawn Salaam.
Yeah, I thought Rashawn Salaam was going to be really good.
10 TDs in his rookie season. 10. And
I also thought
there you go.
Tim Biakabatuka was going to be really good. I don't know if he'll pop up on this list.
I don't see him yet. All right, but I'll keep looking. From the Falcons, Quentin McCord. You remember him?
No.
He had a 7th round pick out of Kentucky in 2001. Caught 7 touchdowns, or 7 passes for 182 yards and a touchdown in 36-15 win over the Lions. Didn't even start. And then he went on to do pretty much nothing else.
Okay.
He had
400
yards.
That's going to be the crux behind most of this list. If you're a one-hit wonder, you pretty much went on to do nothing else. Overwhelmingly, thus far, leading the way on the fan text is Miles Austin.
Really? So he had a good season, right?
He did.
And did he not replicate? Did he have injuries the next year? Miles Austin had a bunch of injuries.
I always feel like it was his hamstring.
That game, you know, the Jesse Holly game where he and Romo, the ribs were broken and everything. Miles Austin, wasn't he diving towards hamstring or whatever?
Let's go ahead and take Miles Austin off the list. In 2009, 1,320 yards, 11 touchdowns. The next year, 1,041 yards and 7 touchdowns. So, no, not a one-hit wonder. You should take him off the list. Justin Blackman, I saw somebody send him in and from the 903.
Did he ever have a hit?
Well, yeah, he was really good that first year before he taught me what extreme DUI meant. I seriously didn't know what that meant until Justin Blackman got popped for that like multiple times. He was the number 5 overall pick in the 2012 draft. His first season as a rookie, 865 yards and 5 touchdowns. It looked like he might be something, and then
a lot of people say that he got cursed by Kim Kardashian, so that's a possibility, Kevin. For the Cincinnati Bengals, their one-hit wonder?
Icky Woods.
Icky Woods.
Called it!
15 touchdowns in 1988. He rushed for 1,066 yards as a rookie, led the NFL in yards per carry, consensus second-team All-Pro selection.
You say 88? That was the year they went to the Super Bowl then, right? And lost to the 49ers in Montana?
Second highest total in the league that season at 15 touchdowns. He was never the same.
And he seriously, from a social perspective, took over the world with the Icky Shuffle.
Yes.
I remember I was a little kid at that point, but even I knew that the Icky Shuffle was a thing.
From the 817, I still say to this day, DeMarco Murray. Because DeMarco Murray should have been good, and then finally got his shot, right? Finally gets his shot, has a great season, then he's off. And then never did anything again. And they didn't use him well enough. They didn't use him the right way his entire career as a Cowboy until one season. And then they finally did it, and it worked out for the Cowboys. Except Dez caught it, you know? But then again, what happened in that game that a lot of people forget about because Dez caught it?
DeMarco fumbled.
He was probably scoring on that play, man. All the space in the world, and he just got the ball popped out of his hand, man. Cleveland Browns, Kevin. I know they should have an entire list.
Ernest Byner. No, he's probably better the longer than
Peyton
that.
Hillis.
That's not fair.
Peyton Hillis.
Oh, Peyton Hillis, yeah.
He's crushing it in Denver.
He was traded from Denver for just a 6th-round pick. And Brady Quinn... And he exploded out of nowhere in week 3, and he had 144 yards and caught 7 passes to take over Cleveland's primary role. He went on to have 1,654 yards rushing and receiving on that season. Peyton Hillis was phenomenal. Then he went on the Madden cover in 2012. He was amazing. But guess what, Kevin? He never recaptured the magic.
He really didn't, and it's interesting because
didn't he have like the flu in one game, and
yeah, and he was like, I can't play because I have the flu. I saw a bunch of people texting Peyton Hillis, and it took me a second. I was like, oh yeah, he was a big deal for just a second, wasn't he?
From our good friend Bobby Belt, he said Cowboys one hit wonder was Anthony Dickerson in 1983 or Jason Hatcher.
Oh man, ooh. Jason Hatcher did step up big that one year.
From the Steelers. Tommy Maddox.
Yeah. Tommy Maddox, former XFL MVP, the original XFL MVP, I do believe.
He had a 20-touchdown season in 2002. He was XFL MVP.
There! That's why they picked him up, because he was MVP of the XFL.
He was named 2002 Comeback Player of the Year after taking over for Cordell Stewart, our good friend Cordell Stewart, in Week 4. Helped Pittsburgh to get to the AFC North title and a postseason win. Threw 3 touchdown passes in the wild card win over the Browns. I do. My favorite line from Tommy Maddox was that he said he thought he had a strained muscle in his neck, and the training crew said you have to have muscles to have strained muscles. And he was like, that's just cold, guys.
Dang.
In 2004, the Steelers drafted Ben Roethlisberger. So that effectively ended Maddox's career. Right.
Sure.
And they go back to the XFL, and he was like, but it's defunct. And they were like, it'll be back later. And it did come back later.
We'll be back in like 18 years.
Remember Steve Slayton?
I do.
For the Houston Texans, 10 TDs in his rookie season in 2008. In 2009, that season started. He had 4 fumbles in the first 5 games, and they said, we're gonna put Ryan Moats in instead. So that happened.
Couple different votes for the Patriots for Matt Castle, and then somebody sadly threw in LVE for the Cowboys.
What do you? Are you suggesting that he's at his age is never going to recover from whatever's going on right now?
I mean, I hope I'm not suggesting that.
Why would you say something like that, Kevin?
I mean, I'm not saying
from
that.
From the 214, the one-hit wonder, Tony Romo's NBA career.
What?
Because
when he was in the All-Star game thing?
No, he went to...
No, they retired his jersey.
Yeah, he...
That's so dumb.
He lined up with, you know, he went through the lineup. He got to shoot the pregame stuff.
Seriously, people call me a hater all the time. If you want to know one of the biggest moments I've ever been a hater is that when people are like, hey, it's so emotional.
Oh, man.
And I was like, this is so stupid.
From the 903, Steve Breston for the Cardinals. That dude was phenomenal that one season, and I just happened to pick him up on the waiver wire in my fantasy league, and it turned out... Oh, man, yeah, the Patriots. The Patriots, and they got this one right. Jonas Gray for the Patriots. He was the best running back in fantasy football game ever, and then they benched him, and he was never seen again.
Oh, man.
Man, you get hidden. You disappear in New England, man. That dude right there will just be like, sorry, see you later. Tim Tebow for the Broncos.
Oh, really?
7-4 stretch as a starter in 2011. Won a playoff game, and then guess what? Never played again.
Went to baseball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to make Major League Baseball maybe at some point.
Became a huge success in minor league baseball.
Hey, he's in AAA. You telling me he's not good enough to play for the Rangers?
So
he's kind of like Michael Jordan.
Tebow was like, he won, right? And then he had the problems with Kyle Orton after the 1-4 start, but he was good. And Tebow to Demaryius Thomas for the win, and then they signed Peyton Manning. Like, if you're Tim Tebow, don't you just go, like, what was I supposed to do? I mean, how could I beat Peyton Manning? They just didn't like me.
No regrets.
No regrets, man. Baker Mayfield from the 817. Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander was overused, right?
He won the MVP.
Yeah, but then what did he do after that?
From the 817, Aaron Hernandez for the Pats. No, that can't be right, because remember, Aaron Hernandez had hits on multiple people. Oh, so he could not have been a one-hit wonder. He killed 3 people. That's a thing.
One-hit wonders in the NFL, 877-881-1053. From the 903, Matt McBryer. He can take shots at the punter, dude.
Well, why are people calling out Jesse Hawley, too?
Because he had the one hit.
That was pretty
still
sweet.
Still didn't get in the end zone, though.
I mean, we won the game.
To this day, he knows
dude.
That.
Terrell, be mad because he said we got to go.
Terrell Pryor from the Oakland Raiders.
Dude, I thought when Terrell Pryor switched positions, he had, like, unlocked all of his potential, and then it went just nowhere.
On his first play from scrimmage against the Steelers, he was a quarterback. He faked the inside handoff to Darren McFadden. And then took off for 93 yards.
Wow.
The longest touchdown run by a quarterback in NFL history. The Raiders beat Pittsburgh 21-18, and he passed for just 88 yards on the day. And Al Davis's final draft pick was captured the imagination of Raider Nation in a very big way, but it never culminated into anything else. He became a receiver at some point, though.
I know, and that's when I thought he was going to tear up the NFL.
A lot of people texting in Rudy, Kevin. Rudy was a one-hit wonder.
No, Rudy is a no-hit wonder who didn't do anything and then stole from a bunch of people and had to go to jail because of it.
RG3? And RG3's still trying, but yeah, that was a big hit that one year.
I really was concerned. I was like, you have to see this guy twice a year for the next decade? We are screwed.
You know, the thing about RG3 was, you know, Aaron Rodgers kept telling people, guys, that what they're doing isn't going to last. Guys don't want to run the ball that much in the NFL because you get hit, you get hurt in the NFL. It's going to happen. I wonder if they're protecting, Lamar Jackson enough with that, or if he's going to at some point change the way he plays the game, or does he say, you know what, I know how to win in this league the way that I play.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk to Mike Fisher. All the latest Cowboys and Mavericks news, plus the biggest surprises heading into NFL's Week 11. All of that next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget that Roy White's going to be giving away Cowboys Thanksgiving Day tickets this afternoon, 4 to 6 at Tom Thumb, 101 Trophy Lake Drive and Trophy Club. We're pre-gaming for the G-Bag Nation. They'll hop on with us in just a few minutes, and then they'll take you from 2 to 7 this evening. Looking forward to seeing those fellas and talking about things with them. But right now it is time to bring on our good man, the embedded radio reporter at the Star. It is Mike Fisher. Fish, how's it going, man?
Boy, what a beautiful day this is in the backyard of the Star. The Cowboys practiced indoors at the Ford Center, and God bless them. But I'm standing outside. I love it.
Nice. What's going on with the Cowboys today? Michael Bennett had his birthday yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, yesterday's practice and then today's practice, a couple notable things. Michael Bennett was not here yesterday, and Garrett said personal family business. I do suspect. Personal family business birthday and an excused absence for him. He's back today. CJ Goodwin, the special teams ace, he's got a little bit of a knee problem. So he's tried to practice yesterday and then came off the field with trainers. They don't think that's anything very serious. But I'll tell you, the jump out one is Jeff Heath.
Yes.
Who's got, and I asked Garrett about this, and Heath has not one but two shoulder problems. So consider the trickle down here, and I know that some Cowboy observers might say, "Good, try somebody else at safety." You might be rudely awakened there, but Darian Thompson can take that spot if necessary. But then, if you don't have Jeff Heath on special teams, and C.J. Goodwin has a little bit of a knee problem at special teams, now you start to see the trickle down. Offensive line: Tyron Smith did more work today that I saw. Zach Martin did more work today that I saw. Did not see Lyle Collins. They do believe that the offensive line will be intact Sunday at noon at Detroit. But for, of course, Connor Williams, Xavier Suafila will start at left guard for him.
Is there a sense at all internally or from what you've seen of how much of a downgrade, if any, Suafila would be as opposed to Williams?
If you remember last year, When they ended up over due to injury, Connor Williams out, Suafila in, they actually got some benefit from it because he's just, at the time anyway, he's just thicker and bulkier and could wrestle a little bit better with, I remember in particular, it was the Redskins defensive tackles, if I'm remembering right. Now, Connor Williams has remade himself and remade his body in the last year where, and I don't know that I've seen this very often, but you guys have seen this in person. Connor Williams is wider than he used to be. Not fatter. He's not fat. Somehow he's wider. And maybe that just comes with maturity. So Connor Williams is probably perfectly fine in terms of the equipment it takes to wrestle massive defensive tackles. But Suafila, they thought last year, kind of specialized in that. So that can work here.
Is Amari Cooper, is he healthy? Is he 100% healthy?
Amari Cooper was on the resistance cords today with Britt Brown. And so I think Amari Cooper is where he's going to be for the rest of the year, which is on Wednesday, he's in resistance cords. On Thursday, he'll jog around. On Friday, he'll make sure he jogs around a little faster and has the playbook in. And then on Sunday, he goes and catches six balls for 110 yards and a touchdown. I think that's going to be the way it rolls with him. And that's fine with everybody. He's certainly not loafing. He's simply got a quad and an ankle and a foot and a heel. Now, really, it's a little bit of a knee thing that's bothering him. But come Sunday, it certainly seems to work out fine.
We also don't anticipate on Sunday you're going to see Matt Stafford, right?
The talk here, and we just got done talking to Chris Richard, defensive assistant, who talked all about Jeff Driscoll. And so I think that's what they're planning on here. And he talked about how Jeff Driscoll is a big guy, and when he's involved instead of Stafford, they'll do more of the zone read stuff, and he can run a little bit. And then he went through by the numbers. The jersey numbers are the wide receivers and pass catchers they have there, who are, of course, outstanding in Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay. And then he singled out who's the running back who used to be I think he was in San Francisco and he was in Minnesota. You know who I'm talking about?
McKissick.
I like the way you're bumbling through it just like me.
Yep.
We're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, they call him a running back, but really he's such a hybrid that, you know, he's a receiver out of the backfield and all the rest. Look at your fan text right now, and you're going to see 1,000 fantasy football tolos say, come on, you dopes,
It's J.D. McKissick.
J.D. McKissick.
Yeah.
There you go. See? You did get it right.
Yeah. I was pretty close, yeah.
Now, you know, is J.D. Is he Barry Sanders? No. But is he part of a Detroit offense? They, with Matthew Stafford anyway, not so much last week, they score at will. As I'm sure you guys have seen, it's really quite astounding.
They push the ball down the field for sure,
very aggressively and very successfully. Defensively, they don't much stop anybody. So the Cowboys defense would love for this not to be a high scoring shootout, but it starts to kind of look like that.
All right, now Fish, you are also our embedded Mavs reporter as well.
Yes.
And
I'm our Colin Kaepernick reporter, apparently.
Oh, do you have new Colin Kaepernick news, or is that?
We broke the story yesterday that the Cowboys would be attending that workout, and I'll just say this, and I'll do more of this in G-Bag Nation today at 3:20. I'm seeing all these reports, you know, ESPN and is reporting some of this, and then teams are whispering some of this, and Kaepernick's, his people must be whispering some of this about how the league's not taking it seriously, and teams don't know what to make of it, and I don't know what. Hey, there's a scouting opportunity. Get over there and scout it. Forget for the moment. Forget politics. Forget whether or not you think he's too old or too young or too old or too fat or too skinny. There's a scouting opportunity for a player, and it's a $300 plane trip to get from here to Atlanta. So the Cowboys are going. And why any team? Now the head coach can't go on a Saturday at 3:00.
Right.
The general manager can't go. But to have some representative of all 32 teams there for optics, for sure, that would be a good reason. But also, listen, boys, if you told me, hey, there's some quarterback, he's a seventh-round draft pick potential, he might maybe an undrafted rookie free agent, you want to take a look at him? And somebody would say, nah, I'm not it. No team has ever said nah to that guy. So why would you say nah to this guy?
That's a good
point. Then go see him. Then you can go, okay, he's exactly like he was 3 years ago, and that wasn't good enough. Or it's 3 years have passed, and he's lost it. Or we don't like the distraction that he would represent in our organization as a backup quarterback, and so we're going to pass. Those are all perfectly fine reasons. But you can't make those decisions. You can't scout before the workout. You got to scout after the workout, and that's what I have to say about that.
All right. Nice work there, Fish. Tonight's game at Madison Square Garden with the Mavericks. Kristaps makes his return for the first time. Is he nervous?
It's a funny thing because Porzingis hasn't been that bad, has he?
I mean, the last couple games leave something to be desired, but other than that, he's been good.
Lucas said he's going to score 30 in the next game at least.
Okay. he's in a six-game slump. He's coming off a Boston game in which he shot 1 of 11. That wasn't good. But, you know, his first three games, he was averaging 24 points a game and then dipped down to about 14 points a game. He's still the second-best player on a 6-4 playoff-contending team. So I guess I have a positive spin on this. Imagine when Porzingis starts playing well. what the kind of damage this team can do. I still bemoan the fact that they don't have a third guy, and that hurts them. They still don't have a third guy. They don't even have a third guy to put in the starting lineup every night, let alone a third star.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, didn't we think DeLon Wright, and didn't they say, hey, he's going to be a full-time starter for us? And I remember thinking, well, he's never done that before in his life, but okay. Well, DeLon Wright started one game of the first 10. Hey, Jackson, Mark Cuban told us, Jackson, that's an underrated candidate to be a starter. He hasn't started any games. So they don't have enough yet behind Luka and Porzingis. But once Porzingis gets past the emotional and mental, which, by the way, he's clearly a very introspective guy. I know you guys have noticed that. And so, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes it's the smart guy that you can get inside his head. Once he gets past that, I love what Luka said, in addition to your remark. Luka said, we've got his back. We're going to help him. I'm going to help him. We're going to get through this. This is a 20-year-old team leader taking charge of a situation, and I love that most of all.
Awesome, Fish. Thank you very much, good sir, and we will catch up with you again very soon.
I'm going to duck in the locker room, and then we'll talk with G-Bag Nation at 3:20.
There he is. Right. There goes Mike Fisher right there, our embedded reporter, man. He's always busy doing the busy things. Kevin, let's get some of these NFL big surprises going into Week 11. Because Week 11 kicks off tonight. You got Steelers and Browns.
Boo.
Boo, because both of the teams.
No, that game is just going to suck.
Oh, yeah, it's probably going to be terrible. But it is going to be on tonight, and that'll be kicking off Week 11. Let's look at the biggest surprises so far. Number one, the Steelers deserve somebody's respect. And it is everybody's respect. Right
I
now.
Hate to say that, but yeah, when they made the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick, I was like, well, that was stupid. Your season is over. And they're like, you're stupid.
And not just that either. They lost Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And then at the beginning of the season, lost Ben Roethlisberger. That was their trio of talent, right?
Like, so they lost their their triplets, and they have the same record as the Cowboys, who have undergone no hardship.
Yep.
So just, like, no real hardships. And, so just think about that.
And their trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick wasn't just like, it didn't bomb on them. It's turned out to be the greatest thing. And he's scored more points than the Cowboys lately.
Their next three games are against the Browns, the Bengals, and then the Browns again.
Tonight's the first game against the Browns. Number two, and the biggest surprise is the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. Is now Lamar one of the Jackson. Best quarterbacks yeah. in the league and a legit MVP candidate.
I mean, I would argue he's the second candidate for MVP. I don't know, depending on what you think about Russell Wilson, I think maybe he should be the favorite to be the MVP.
He's on pace to break Michael Vick's rushing record for a quarterback, and he has the Ravens looking like a team that can actually contend for the Super Bowl. I know, like, he's getting a lot of credit for that, but that coaching staff should get a lot of credit too.
Absolutely.
Recognizing the talent.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Saying, you know, we're gonna cater to what he does well.
Man, let's focus on that. Cater to what your personnel does. Not just open up the big book of football and determine that this is how you win football games and make your personnel fit that. Why not do what your players do well that you have? Instead of saying, let's bring you in and make you fit the system. That's ridiculous.
Number three, the Oakland Raiders are not a laughing stock, like everybody said they would be. They're 5-4 too.
They have the same record as we do as well.
So we're 5-4 and we're furious.
Yes.
They're 5-4 and they're elated. Like, everybody's like, hold on, we're good? Like, the Cowboys are like, hold on, we're supposed to be good.
Yeah, I wish I had a better explanation for you, but everything you said is factually accurate, and the fact that we have the same record as the Raiders and the Steelers is sad.
The three teams that once had Antonio Brown are all doing well right now. That's interesting.
And what's he up to?
He's doing nothing, Kevin.
And he said he's too good for the XFL.
By the way, the Raiders are getting ready to host the winless Bengals on Sunday. So they're going to be six and four. Number four, the Chiefs haven't been great. That's a surprise.
They've lost four of their last six games. Think about this. The Rams, Cowboys, and Chiefs have all lost four of their last six games.
That's weird. It's not how it's supposed to be in the NFL.
And then you've got the Raiders and the Steelers in the upswing. just like we all predicted, and the Dolphins.
And number five, the Rams are very mediocre at best. And a lot of people are saying they need to dump Jared Goff's contract, just get rid of him altogether right now.
They just re-signed him.
Yes, they just gave him a big deal. He's been so bad that somebody did a breakdown on him and said they are better off trading him away than keeping him around right now.
I would like to know who makes the move in that trade to pick up all of that money.
Les Snead.
No, they're the...
He thinks, hey, we have less need for this
no!
guy.
No!
I love that joke.
No.
It's my favorite joke.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with
joke!
The G-Pag Nation. We'll do it right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.